Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back, everybody, to Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual, your second best place for all things Mando. This is Lewis.
This is Dennis.
This is Harold.
All right, so
second best.
I'm guessing Disney has an official podcast, and we weren't invited. Maybe it's just lost in the mail. We'll get it eventually.
Oh, I was like, where do you get Mando?
that's
Mandu. That's how it is.
If you're homies with the Mandalorian, you know.
No, Mandu is something that I provide free.
Oh God! if you stand behind Harold for too long, you're gonna get hit with a Mandu.
Yeah, if you stand in front of me,
Mandone.
I'll give you my Disney Plus.
Quality already.
Yikes. So this past week, we saw the release of the Disney Plus app. Thank you very much for that wonderful segue, Harold. So, you know, a lot of people, a lot of great content out there, but one of the biggest things that we got out of there was the original series, The Mandalorian. We had the pleasure of hosting our first public event. We had it posted on our Instagrams and on our social media, as well as our website, I think even on our last podcast. But yeah, We Can Be Heroes, the wonderful store, comic book store out in Chatsworth, was awesome enough to help us host a viewing party for The Mandalorian. So this happened this last Tuesday. A great turnout. Thank you very much again to the store and to all of our friends and some of our family who came out to support and enjoy a solid 40 minutes. I think we're going to jump into our reviews sooner than later. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. Did we have family there?
Never mind, just friends. Because even my own wife didn't show up. She's like, yeah, I'm good.
There was one woman there that's family, our family.
Yeah, I mean, we've known Mel for 25 years.
Yeah, it's practically family. Yeah.
It's as family as Lewis is our family, I guess.
So, you know, thankfully for today's podcast, we do have a great recording. We did a live recording of everybody's reactions and thoughts about the first episode of The Mandalorian. That'll be coming soon or in a few moments. But first, you know, we have the pleasure of having our guests and the store owners do a little bit of a live recording for us. So we got everybody's reactions, a little bit of a review, a lot of good conversation. So here we go.
Here we are, We Can Be Heroes once again. We just finished our first ever viewing party.
Yeah.
And, you know, this viewing party would have never happened except somebody was actually willing to do something about it. Hold on real quick.
Aside from Lewis's
cave and Dennis's dungeon. Okay. Or fungeon.
We're cool. We're in this place. Where are we? Chatsworth?
Yeah, we're in Chatsworth.
Chatsworth, one of the coolest places in Chatsworth right now, is We Can Be Heroes. A comic book store, and really like a area where you can be as much of a fanboy that you want.
Yeah.
And today we had a special day, and Lewis, want to talk about it?
Yeah. So this week we saw the premiere of Disney Plus, the new streaming service that everybody's been talking about, but specifically about that. We have today we did a nice little screening party for The Mandalorian. So as of the first launch date, we had the first episode of The Mandalorian drop. So we had the pleasure of having everybody come around and just watch it together, and hopefully we get some input.
Is the angle bad?
I have no idea. It's
Yes.
So since this is an audio podcast, you just witnessed the big failure by Lewis.
Yes.
And he's supposed to be the guy who's doing video and completely lost everything. But we're still going to be talking about it. So right now we have a bunch of people here. We have a couple of friends. We have a couple of
this is the first time people have been
inside. Yeah, we have some members
over
here.
We have pizza and we have soda.
And we have pizza and soda.
We did have pizza and soda.
And thank you. Harold was too cheap to buy actually real pizza, so...
Hey.
I had to feed more than a lot of people.
I know, dude.
Okay, fine. So, you know, do we share our thoughts first?
We can share our thoughts afterwards.
Okay.
As in, when we record this for ourselves.
Yeah.
But for now, we should get our fan, or the people who come to
our listeners, one or two of them at least.
No,
and you know, let's have somebody come, some people come up here and
tell us what they thought about the first episode of The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about The Mandalorian, man. That dude. Hey,
that's on video.
The Mandalorian.
I'm glad I didn't start recording.
Hey, thanks, fam. Yo, man, good looking out. Hey, yo, give me that, brother. All right, hey, so look, Mandalorian, like, It's not like your regular Star Wars, because it doesn't have, you know, like the Luke Skywalkers and but, you know, it's got like people with blasters and guns, you know. What's that thing they say in the movies? You're like, blasters better than like hokey religions and it still applies to this whole thing, man. Like, it's so good. It's so good. And what else is great about the Mandalorian is you could watch it drunk and it don't matter because you still enjoy it. And I'm speaking from experience. So that's what I think of Mando.
Mando.
Yeah. Check out my SoundCloud.
I don't think you introduced yourself.
Oh, sorry. My name is Lewis. And I don't have a green card here on student. Here on a student visa, but I'm going to Cal State America to get my degree in pornography. Chatsworth represent. Peace.
Yeah, edit a lot of that.
Why is with the edit button, right?
Why do I have to edit anything?
I hate that I have to adjust for your height, dude. Can you not be like...
Hey, man, it's not my fault that I am taller than everyone here.
Basically, all that kid, maybe.
Yay! You can blame that on the Spanish. Sorry.
Damn, midget man.
All right, hold on, dude.
Yeah. What am I doing here?
Just give us, like, real quick... Whatever you thought about the show.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, introduce yourself. Hi. Yeah, thank you.
It's your time.
Hi, I'm...
I'm
Brian. Feature owner of, what was it? Bringing the Meat, something like that. Yes. Brian Brings the Meat.
That's...
Thank you, Dennis. I liked it. It was a different tone to the Star Wars movies of the past. I can really see the samurai and the Western elements of it. It's also kind of neat to see Star Wars material that isn't, like, rooted in the Force. This is, like, all, like, stuff outside, like, the Force, you know, Jedi, Sith, no lightsabers to speak of. Just, you know, people shooting each other and wearing funny masks. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Ryan.
And you can watch the drunk.
Yes, you can watch it drunk.
You had one Mike's Hard Lemonade, man.
I know. I was like, does he have a zero?
Hey, man.
How hard is that lemonade?
It's pretty damn hard.
That's what he said.
Mike gets hard. A lot.
It's funny because his dad's name is Mike.
Oh, is this weird?
Hey, let me tell you something about your pappy.
He's like, let me tell you what I did with your mom. Shut up and go home, Dad.
I learned by watching you, alright? Are we still recording?
Yeah. This is not going to be done at all.
Hey, you got to interview the RZA.
Alright, what is it?
Hi, Mika.
Hi, Mika.
Hi. The Mando, it's interesting. It's more... I get like a Knights of the Old Republic kind of vibe from it, if any of you played that.
Yeah, not very well.
It's interesting. And also, like, I was kind of hoping it was going to take place between, like, the Rise of the Empire and the Fall of the Republic, but they went with the Fall of the Empire, because Rise of the Empire is always an interesting... concept or time period for all the syndicates, because that's how most of them got their big power when the Empire rised. But yeah, it was really good. You got that Western vibe from it, and nice, good call to Star Wars Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
All Hail Life Day.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really good. Better than the last movie. Better than Solo. Let's go with that.
Boom!
Yeah. And yeah, it was, say it.
When you want to go?
She's just gonna say like two words, Baby Yoda. There you go.
I know. Baby no hot takes on Baby Yoda.
We're not gonna talk about Baby Yoda. We need to talk about the budget of this damn episode. This thing looks expensive.
Yeah.
The score sounds expensive. Like, the extras were expensive. You had Nick Nolte, Brian Posehn. You had Horatio. Okay, Horatio said maybe not that expensive. But he was there.
He was at rate.
He was, yes.
Like you said, he didn't crack up because, you know.
Yeah, Werner Herzog, look up what he's done in his career. You're like, and he was just in this. So, like, that's the impressive thing is that there's the people that are involved with this, both in front and behind the camera. It's like, it's not just a bunch of small no names. They're all known people. Nick Nolte, who, you know, has been in great films like Down and Out in Beverly Hills and, you know, and Blue Chips with Shaq. And Anthony Hardaway and Rick Fox, right? Rick Fox.
That's right. Rick Fox was in that. Let me.
We need Rick Fox. We need some Rick Fox up in The Mandalorian. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a lot of good creative and a lot of care to it. I think there's a lot riding on it. This was heavily advertised as the key thing as to why you should subscribe to Disney Plus, billboards and everything. And we'll see. And I'm glad. What I'm also glad about is that they didn't just drop the whole season and you got to binge watch it. They're gonna do it week to week. Let you think about it and then build up that next thing, because that was cool about when we had Game of Thrones on. Like, every Sunday, I was like, hey, it's an event. And that's what Star Wars is. Star Wars is an event. So now you got something to look forward to. So, yeah, enjoyed it. Let's see how it goes.
Oh, I'm Julio. My name is Julio, and I'm the co-owner of We Can Be Heroes Comics. Where thank you guys, by the way, for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
It was fun. It was actually kind of cool to have everybody out here.
Thank you.
Well, my take on the whole Mandalorian thing was I thought it was very Western-y, which was cool. Very samurai-like at times, and I liked the pacing of the show. I didn't expect anything to be so action-blown, you know. I liked the pace that it took. I think there was a lot of little fan shout-outs, though, but not of the fans that typically watch, of the fans of the guys who are making the show, you know, which is very interesting to me, watching the whole entire thing. I think Favreau is a big fanboy.
Yeah.
And I think it shows. It shows. And I think maybe a lot of these actors that I didn't expect, like you were saying that Werner Herzog's in this. He's got to be a friend or a fan, yeah, you know? I mean, and Nick Nolte, that little creature he played was pretty creepy. I mean, Nolte is creepy all on his own. And so to see him there playing that, I think he's like a Ugnaught, right? Yeah. I think, is that what it is?
Yeah,
an Ugnaught?
Like
from Empire, like, yeah. You know? So the fact that, you know, they were so creepy in Empire, you know, serving and putting people in carbonite, and then he's this guy's like, I want peace. You know,
it's a pretty good name.
It's like, oh, I'm a farmer. I got it. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I thought it was, overall, I'd say I'm looking forward to episode two, yeah, so. I disagree. I would like to see all of them at one time. I don't care about, you know, waiting for the next week. I don't think we live in a world that we need to be waiting for anything. So
yeah.
I'm like, I want it now. And
so impatient.
Yeah, it's true. I wanted to watch 2-3 right now. Didn't you guys want to watch 2-3?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See that,
so.
Nope.
I'm good. I'm kind of like half and half, because when Cobra Kai came out, it was also on a weekly basis, so you had to wait for like every I forgot near the microphone, but like every Wednesday, you know, you have to wait out until the new episode comes out, and they literally ended every show with a cliffhanger, so it was like, you know, stay tuned for the next one.
Very old school.
Very very old school. But at the same time, leaving it somewhat like you have that, you can't wait to see what the next episode.
Right,
is.
Right, right.
Can I interject? With
sure.
Just to counter your point, trust me, I've done the binging thing all too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm drooling all over myself.
It's all good.
Oh, binging. No, like, I've done the binging thing and, like, gotten through, like, season after season within, like, a week.
Yeah.
And then, like, the conversation lasts for a few days after that, and then it's done. And then you're waiting another 2 years for the next season to come out.
Right, right.
And, like, we come, like, I see everybody here, with the exception of my man right here. We all come from a generation where we had to wait a week or, you know, longer to get through them. And we had to sit through commercials.
Back in our day.
Back in our day. Okay, boomer.
Barbie has meats.
But yeah, like, and then
you had to wait 2 weeks to watch that episode.
That's damn right. But what I'm saying is,
the World Series made me wait to watch The Masked Singer for 2 weeks.
But we got a supersized episode.
That's true. But what I'm saying is that when it's spread out like this, and this is going to go all the way until the end of December, this show, it gives us an opportunity to have conversation that, you know, we're generally missing when we binge the whole thing within like a week or two. Like, Lewis, you and I, we talk like every day about all types of nerd stuff.
Don't tell my work though, but yes.
Yeah, all right. So this is going to be on a private server then? Okay. But like, now we're doing The Mandalorian week to week, with the exception of this Friday. The next episode 2 drops on Friday. So until Christmas, we're going to be talking about two things. A, how much of Mandalorian we're looking forward to, and B, how broke we're going to be come December 26th, because we're going to spend it all on Christmas. And shit.
Disney, take my money!
Disney's already taken all my money in a perfect way.
I understand what you're saying, but no.
There's a TV fanboy left by Game of Thrones. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's.
I didn't even watch Game of Thrones.
But all those fans, like, there's that. Oh, that water cooler talk that everybody had on Sunday.
You know what? If it's good, it's worth waiting for. I get it.
And this is good.
But I gotta watch it. I gotta see it.
You just did watch it.
But I need to see the next episode right now.
But also creatively.
I think you should be able to order it and set it for your guys.
Think about this. All right. So for the next 3 days? No, 2 days.
It's Wednesday.
So the next 2 days, the conversation is going to be ongoing with you. You're going to be talking about how much you want it to be binged, how much you want to get the next episode, and other people are going to be
I talk about Star Wars every day.
Hold up, the RZA.
Every day.
The RZA wants to say something.
At least 3 times or 4 times
a day. Let me propose to you this. If I could get on the internet and order a wife today that'll be here tomorrow, why can't I watch all the episodes of The Mandalorian?
Because you're paying for express shipping with the wife.
Also, I got Prime. I got Amazon Prime. One day shipping.
I mean, Disney.
So those wives you literally get from the Amazon.
It's a business. You can't, like, the whole point for them is to sell you, get hooked, and then pay for the subscription. The first week is free, then they want everyone to start paying.
So they're basically
for
the crack dealers of streaming services.
Essentially.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And he's over here like, man, I gotta get my fix. Nah, I gotta go. Nah, I gotta need it right now.
I got children. I need to watch all the episodes as soon as they wake up, before they wake up. You know what I'm saying? I need to watch it.
I just don't want
Depending
them to create
on the age
a series.
You could throw on Baby Shark and they're good for the next 6 weeks.
But what I wouldn't want is them to create a series that's predicated on binging, so that they have to structure every episode to get you hooked to watch the next one, instead of like make a good self-contained episode for the sake of creating a good episode.
No, I understand. You know? I just think, you know.
And the other thing,
I'm moving forward. I'm like a millennial time. Okay, I mean, I'm a modern man. I want it now. I want it now.
Modern just like fan.
Yeah, I've evolved.
Like Baruch Assault.
Wow,
that's right.
I use words like savage.
That's true. He's the Baruch Assault of this situation. Pronounced Disney Savage. As Daddy.
But Daddy, I want it now. Daddy, why can't I have it now?
But yeah, it was good though. I'm not gonna lie, it was actually pretty interesting. Although I'm still not sure exactly what the hell's going on with the show.
Wow.
I know there's definitely some people, and there's a guy looking for a baby. So,
and he has some kind of backstory.
It seems something. Some stuff is going on. I mean, like that whole armor thing, you know, with the metal, you know, there's something happened on their planet.
Which I will say, to their credit, they did a good job within like a 30-second span of giving you the character's backstory in just a quick series of flashbacks.
Yeah, they explained that really well. And if you think about it, if I were to put them on a spectrum of Star Wars that's come out in the last, you know, few years or whatever, I would put this pretty close to the top just with that one episode. Because, I mean, I mean, Rogue One's good. And after Rogue One, I would have to say Solo is probably the next best one. Because yeah. the other two were horrible. And then this. And I'm only putting this in third because it was 40 minutes.
Well, you're literally basing it on one episode.
Efficiency, it gets points for efficiency,
right? And it looked good. It looked good. It wasn't so CGI'd, you know. And the creatures seemed to be all there and legit. So.
And you know what? I can appreciate the fact that they were able to convey a decent story without the main character really even speaking at all throughout the entire show.
He never takes off his mask, which is good. And you know, because usually you're like, I wanted him to take his mask off, but yeah, I mean, if he doesn't do it for two or three,
no, don't take off the mask. Go back to like 2004 and teach a thing or two to Silver Stallone's Judge Dredd. Don't take off the mask. Carl
Urban tried to fix that, but nobody saw it.
And we all saw that it was better with not taking off the mask.
It was better when it was the raid.
I love the raid. I like that the Judge Dredd. And I did love the raid. I think the raid is a great movie. I think raid 2 is even better.
Raid 2 is great.
Raid 2 is just fantastic.
No, actually, I think Judge Dredd 1 was actually made before the Raid. It just so happened to wow, they're very similar.
Yeah.
Just got to fight up a building.
I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted because Le Champion is on TV.
Can I theorize something real quick?
Sure.
Regarding the Mandalorian. So, you know the doctor that came out of the room with the stormtroopers and everything? Mm-hmm. I forget his name. His name escapes me. But my theory is that guy was somehow tied to the clones on Kamiko, was it?
Kamino.
Tied to the clones on Kamino because he had a little patch on his shoulder. Great. That was similar to all the clones that you saw.
But you've seen this. Clones. This is already the second time you've seen it, though, right?
Yes. Okay. I've analyzed it. So my theory is that guy was, he was really avid about bringing back the subject alive, right? My thinking is that he wants to somehow clone the baby Yoda.
Do you think it's a descendant of Yoda?
Yeah.
He's from the same race.
Or
he's cloned Yoda. Yeah, he successfully cloned Yoda, and the baby is the clone.
Maybe.
And you bring it to the dark side.
You guys are the Star Wars nerds. I don't know the canon. So is Yoda the last of his species? Is he like Superman?
Touch on it in terms of like the theatrical.
There was one more in like the first episode, and then it was gone. Second.
Okay.
So yeah, as long as
Jim Henson can make another movie.
Yeah. Frank Oz still everything.
Frank Oz is still kicking.
You know, I also like the end when he kills the droid IG-80 whatever, and he goes and tries to puts his finger out for Baby Yoda to touch it. That was
There was a hint about his youth, and those flashbacks. So now I think he's trying to doesn't want that to happen to this thing.
Uh-huh.
This I don't know what it's
a being.
Yes. I don't know if it's
a 50-year-old baby.
It's not a thing, man. Hashtag get woke. Right.
It's a thought.
This walking Funko Pop.
I do expect that on your shelf.
They will have one. tomorrow.
Technically, he was floating.
Without question, that will be a toy, and we will end up selling one or two, for sure.
It's like Baby Groot. It's Baby Yoda.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That Disney synergy, man. They're going to market the hell out of it.
Everything's about synergy.
Fire your Baby Yoda
When is this supposed to be set? Again, after casual Jedi. Here. After which one?
Return of the Jedi.
After Return, before... Okay, before Force Awakens, obviously.
Another thing about his uniform, his uniform seemed not as nice as, I'm getting used to seeing in Mandalore or whatever. If you watch the Clone Wars, everybody's very nice. The Death Squad that they had on Mandalore.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
Death Watch.
But all those uniforms are really, you can tell that they're higher end, they look nice, and this one kind of looked put together.
But that was the... Rebels takes place before A New Hope, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what my understanding is, between Rebels and now past Jedi, the Mandalorians kind of had like an exile thing happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe you know. What? Did the Mandalorians get exiled or leave Mandalore or something?
Yeah, there's a storyline.
Well, during Clones, they were out of it.
They were talking about the Great Purge.
Right.
And I'm guessing like the Empire wasn't really happy of like the new Mandalorian Civil War to happen during their time, so they started killing off everyone.
Oh, right. Okay, so my thinking is that, and remember when he went to meet with whoever that Mandalore was that was hammering the steel or that Gluck or whatever the thing is called. they were underground. It looked like they were in hiding, kind of like Terminator 2. The humans are all hiding underground. Same with the Mandalorians. They're now in like this society of living underground and out of sight.
Yeah.
And everything was ravaged after Return of the Jedi, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the Empire fell apart. Everything is in chaos.
Right.
The Republic is trying to put itself back together. Mm-hmm. I doubt the Mandalorians are like, all right, looks like our government is set. Like, we're not... I'm thinking that they're still trying to piece everything back together.
It still seems like being a bounty hunter is like...
Especially for an Outer Rim society. Like, the Outer Rim was the guys that were just like, all right, we're going to live by our spaceships.
Like, Wild West.
Saddles, So, and that's where you picked up the field, the Wild West field. Like it's the Wild West in the Outer Rim.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's what the thing is with them.
Dennis is saying if we ever need to mention the words Wild Wild West, you need to say Wiki.
Like that?
Yeah. Wiki Wild.
Wiki Wild. Wow. We're throwing back some Will Smith.
Bonus points if you know the choreography. But
I mean,
I know he does this.
Drew Hill. Don't forget. Drew Hill.
Okay, wait, hold on.
that one.
Audio was not ready for you.
I don't know if that's copyrighted, but yeah.
So we can't say thong.
I wouldn't put it past this code.
Thong, 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 thong.
He's hurting pretty bad.
Yeah.
So where do you think this Yoda baby is going to go? But,
I think Warner.
Warner's character, whatever.
I think there's a major tie-in. Like, it wasn't just like some one episode offshoot thing.
It can't
like,
be, right?
Baby Yoda's got a tie-in to Dr. Clone and...
Carl Weathers is going to make a stew out of it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's sold in the hips.
Yeah.
But no, like I think that's going to be a major plot point throughout the entirety of the season. Obviously, I could be wrong.
I think he's going to go on the run with it.
I'm more interested in the Purge.
I'm trying to think of I don't know if it's a comic or a Western where there is a hero who steals away a baby and like goes on the lam. And I can't. I think. Never mind. I think that's Old Man Logan.
Three Men and a Baby.
No. There was
Children of Men.
Shogun Assassin.
Shogun Assassin does that, and so does New Legend of the Shaolin. So does Shoot 'Em Up,
starring Clive Owen.
Yeah. There you go.
Moses.
Red Dead Redemption. Or just Children of Men.
I don't know.
No, definitely not.
So
definitely
and then not. Like so for so with this first episode out of the way too.
True.
That's true. Like we know that there's a couple more cameos that have been already advertised. I think Ming-Na plays a character. I don't know if that she was.
Where was Bill Burr? Where was Gina Carano?
Oh yeah, Gina Carano. Bill Burr.
Didn't come out yet.
Is she supposed to be a bounty hunter too?
I don't know.
Oh okay.
So they're not doing a stand-up set at the cantina.
I can't imagine Bill Burr in this show at all, outside of just walking around looking at stuff. Going, I don't know. What's the deal with this Yoda guy? I don't know.
I was reading an article where they were like, it's pretty ironic that Bill Burr was selected because he has a specific bit about how much he hates Star Wars.
I mean, that's probably why he did it.
Yeah. And then it's the opposite with Brian Posehn, where he literally has a whole set of 30 minutes of him praising how much he used to love Star Wars, then hated it, and then got back into loving it.
He went off on Twitter yesterday, just fanboying out about how excited he is that he's now in Star Wars canon.
That's great.
Like he was just he was taking a selfie with the Mandalorian playing in the background. He was like totally into it.
His whole 1 minute on the screen.
It's like Lewis when he gets Hawaiian barbecue, he gets way too overexcited.
What was that? Sorry.
Focus.
I know, sorry.
I don't know who that is. Oh, we're also watching AEW wrestling. We're multitasking, people.
This is the best shop ever. Wednesdays are the best. You get new comics.
I will
get wrestling.
Yeah, definitely get wrestling.
Yeah, everybody, make sure to say that on Yelp.
Oh yeah, we got you, dude.
Please, everyone in the shop today, give these guys a great 5-star review. I think they deserve it. Look at the customer service that they've provided for us here.
They left two total strangers behind your counter. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm trying not to touch it.
Feel free not to check my pockets. But
they gave me alcohol. So.
It's 6 stars for me. They already ruined their yours anyway.
They give the teenager here some drugs. Yeah. And his mom is right here.
Hey, teenager, want some drugs?
Hell yeah!
All right!
I'll sell them at my school.
In our defense, it was just Ritalin, so it's kind of helping. Oh,
focus. Helping.
His mom's like, yeah, give him the dope.
So, son drugs? Yeah, but he's more adept at math now.
My question to you guys now is, what are you expecting, A, for the next episode, and B, for the rest of the series, depending on the direction that we've gotten from the first episode?
Yeah, the
IG robot needs to come back.
Pain.
Do they really die?
Do
droids die?
Dude, droids really die.
Droids could be re-programmed.
Do androids sleep?
They made a lot of IG series.
Hope it's successful.
It can't be the only IG
series. Really,
like, look at that thing.
That
thing killed like a
musical episode. I always love that when a show gets really hot, they always do the musical episode.
They'll do a puppet episode of it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yes, exactly. That would be really good too.
Just like Scrubs.
Yeah. I was gonna say Buffy, but yes, that too.
Buffy was a good one. I like that.
Personally, like I look forward to meeting like I alluded to earlier, like meeting all the rest of the people that have been advertised. I'm sure it's gonna be a really fun little. I really like the Western vibe. I know we keep harping on it, but I just love. It's a different feel from the other movies, like you guys have said already. So looking forward to wherever they take it, seeing new planets, and the fact that I don't know which one of you dudes said it, but like the fact that there's no Luke Skywalker at all.
Yeah.
It's kind of like refreshing. It's asleep now. I think that's what they tried to do with Solo, but it couldn't quite stick the landing. But this one,
no one wanted to watch that. Like
I didn't.
It's like it didn't need to be there. It's like
it didn't
we
need
all
to be there, but we had to watch.
We
it.
All knew it like, what we wanted to know from
just
Solo.
What we wanted to know the origin of
Solo real quick.
Here's the thing. Here's
the
know about the dice.
Throw it all away.
Here's the thing about Solo.
My mirror, my car.
Kill the mythos.
The thing about Solo is that for years that character talked about all the different things that he did, all the things that he's gone through, and we never experienced it. Solo finally gave that to us in visual form. Like you
and
saw him
light version of
and
it
sucked.
It didn't suck. Like what sucked about it?
No, you know what I didn't like was like the 12 parsecs.
You don't know?
Story.
It doesn't explain everything.
12 parsecs. Yeah, he keeps saying
why is he good
it's so
at
awesome.
Design.
It's so awesome. And then like wait a minute. It was an accident. You know? And I think they kind
of
ruined that.
And no, because Han Solo had always fumbled into success.
Right. What I hope for Mandalorian is that I would like to see more of the. They're going to expand more into the bounty hunters because we first saw them in Empire Strikes Back just as a lineup.
Right. Yeah.
Now you
know disintegrations.
Right. Now you're seeing what can an IG unit do. Let's see what can Bosk do. What can can all these other bounty hunters do instead of just standing in the lineup talking to Darth Vader,
waiting for the wizards with laser swords?
I dig it. The direction I think they're going to go with this is like I said earlier. They're going to really the plot I think is going to lay heavily on Baby Yoda and Herzog and Dr. Clone. Again, I don't know his name. And then and I think for especially in the next episode, it's going to be the Mandalorian figuring out a way to bring this baby back to so-and-so, and then plot twist, no, he wants to save the baby now. He's got to protect the baby.
I think that's where it's going.
Yeah,
I think he's
totally gonna be like three Mandalorians.
Did you
and a baby.
Guys get the thing that Werner Herzog's character was rich? That he had a lot of money. Did you get that feel?
Yeah. I think he lacked oxygen, though.
Yeah, that
I understand. Bounty hunting is difficult. So is talking and breathing at the same time.
I just think that he doesn't have as much money as he thinks he
does
because the stormtroopers need dry cleaning. They were very dirty.
Yeah, at least put them.
I think, come on, make them look nice. They're
not manufactured. Like, the Empire is falling. I think
right. Yeah. But I mean, he seems to have money. You would think your guards would look spiffy.
Well,
they just need to take like a wet nap to the armor, and they'd be good.
Here, clean this up with the wet nap. Some alien blood. There you go.
I mean, like. Morris Day and the Time are still touring, and those guys look sharp. All his backups, they still look sharp. I think that Warner needs to, step it up. And
he don't got no Morris Time, Morris Day.
Pulling out the mirror. Yeah. I like that.
I can't afford the alcoholic wipes.
But, you know, if we're going to talk about the Time, not the original Time.
By the way, is Apollo Creed going to do a heel turn?
I know. I kind of feel it too.
Gentlemen, I have to apologize and leave. I got to get out of here.
But it's okay.
An absolute pleasure.
Wu-Tang's got to
take care.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
man.
Definitely.
Appreciate
not a problem.
Yeah. Take
care.
All right, so there you have it. A great live recording, great audience, great party, more or less.
I thought you just said great audio. What? Audience.
So yeah, I really liked the fact that it was a great turnout. I really hope we can pull off these kind of things in the future. I think it'll be really fun.
I like the fact that now we know it's possible.
Yes, I know. Like,
it was a little daunting, to be honest with you.
You know, what's funny is we had the idea literally a few days before we did the very first recording. I mean, the very first holding of the event. And we are not so much event planners or anything like that. We just thought it'd be interesting. Like, we got to take a look when we got over there. And then we were just visiting. And then we're like, dude, can we, you know, hold an event here? And unfortunately for us, the owners, Julio, who we'll be hearing from in a little bit, and Rez. They said, yeah, you guys can hold an event here. They hold a wrestling event. So we were saying maybe we could do something along the lines of what's more on brand for us. And we were saying, how convenient that The Mandalorian, which is a show that's supposedly so strong and so anticipated that people were literally subscribing to Disney Plus just for this show, happens to be premiering the same week that we want to hold this event. And I think, like we said, it was a daunting task and we didn't think it was going to be as successful, apparently.
Yeah.
It's just because, you know, we sometimes doubt ourselves because this is a brand new venture for us. And not only did we have a better turnout than we imagined, but that conversation that you guys just heard, we didn't think that was going to happen.
The funny part was Harold, at a certain point, was just giggling about, like, oh my God, this is good.
I told Dennis.
Content gold, Jerry.
I told Dennis, I was like, this is ending up better than I had imagined. Both the event and the interviews with everybody. Because, like, in my head, and I'm pretty sure in your guys' head too, when we said we're going to have, you know, them just give their opinions for a little bit, that it would just be that, like, oh, a short review. Because unlike us, most people would just give a short review of stuff. But they literally were like, okay, here's my review. But here's also my opinion on the things that are happening in this universe. Also, my opinion on episode binging.
Yeah.
And I was just like, guys, just let them talk. And it was so amazing. Thank you guys all, everybody who participated in our first event. You know, the support that we have from our community, it couldn't have been better.
Absolutely.
Obviously, it could be better, but...
This is a great first step.
And like I was telling these guys earlier, I had imagined from the people that were saying they were interested in our event that, you know, four pizzas would be enough. apparently, Harold wrong.
What? Was it the number of people we had, or just the type of people that we
could have been both?
We were with comic book
people. Yeah, I did have a slice of pizza, so I'm sorry if I indulged, gentlemen.
A or eight?
A. I wish, because I was starving when I left the place. I was like, I literally jumped in line at McDonald's and I was like, I can't take this. I'm just going to go home.
So, I mean, like I said, great review from our friends and guests over there. Ironically enough, or funnily enough, the people's opinions that we did not hear from...
The most important ones,
of course, the most valuable ones, are the three fanboys themselves. So, fellas, what do we think of the first episode of Mandalorian? I mean, by the time this goes live, the second one has already dropped. But let's keep it to the first one and let's see what do we think about it.
I really quite enjoyed it. And this is something that you hear or read from other reviews, but I'm liking the genre, or at least what I think it's going to be. It really has this like old Western style, yeah. You know, like that gunslinger that has you know, a purpose, you know, like that is lost, and all of a sudden you have this one thing that might give him purpose, might give him reason to live. And it's just the first episode, or was it just the first episode, but I can see this, you know, this being the theme, and I'm gonna be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something we haven't had in a while. We haven't had a real Western style. It just so happened it's occurring in the galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think the theme, I think the guys at the shop already mentioned, yeah, it was Western, very samurai, very, like, you know, stoic, quiet character. It actually goes a lot, like, into your conversation about how Marvel has kind of diversified its superhero movies. Instead of just the straight up superhero movies, they're doing, you know, superhero movies that's a chase, or superhero that's a comedy. So I like the fact that, yeah, you're right, they did Star Wars, but let's make it Western. Or maybe hypothetically, I mean, I think that's what they tried to do with Solo, was make it, you know, a heist movie, but in Star Wars. But, you know, you're enjoyment for that movie might vary, obviously, if you heard our guests at the comic book store. But so yeah, I really dig that. So hopefully this will be a step towards what they do for other feature installments of these types of shows on Disney Plus, or even for the future of their movies. Because if I'm not mistaken, they still do have a slate of Star Wars movies coming up. Not to mention, of course, Rise of Skywalker comes out this December. So we'll see how they go from there.
H. It was interesting. I wasn't expecting what I was expecting, mainly because live action Star Wars hasn't been a thing. I mean, for TV series has never been
TV
a thing
series,
that
yeah,
we know
yeah.
about, except for, you know, the whole like holiday special and whatnot.
The Ewoks,
yeah. But outside of any of the main movies, you rarely get any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting take. Like everybody said, very akin to a Western. Very not so much spaghetti Western, but more of the modernized Westerns, like kind of like Unforgiven and Django Unchained, which is ironic because, you know, but like that style where it's
gumbo style
because it's not spaghetti.
Jeez, dude,
we might have to cut that part out because just kidding, but it's like, it was a great take. These are new characters, and like. Unfortunately, one of the points that was made from, if you guys haven't seen the second episode yet, but I'll talk about it just a little bit.
Yeah.
But in the, from the reviews that we just heard from our friends here, one of our friends mentioned that there is like a lack of the Force, at least in the first episode, where it's like, yeah, you have a television series that's separate from the main series that was. You know, mainly centered on the powers of the Force and everything and whatnot. And they were like, oh, it's great because you're separating yourself from their property. And then literally episode two, mm-hmm. the biggest whole thing is getting to see the baby that's, you know.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. There's a baby thingy. And it happens to have, it seems to have.
The Schwartz.
Yeah. Has the healing power of the Schwartz because it's able to hold a giant rhinoceros down.
Yeah.
But then, you know, being as it's a baby size, it just completely wipes him, her?
It
out?
They.
Well, that's the thing. And I don't know if you wanted to go spoiler there is that was my one biggest complaint, because that ending, that surprise ending, which I get it. It's the first episode of a brand new series. You want to end with a bang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yes, it was. But then, you know, that was the one thing that I was digging, that it's finally something without Skywalker, without Jedi, without the Force. And all of a sudden, you like smack in the face. Oh,
just kidding.
Nope, just kidding.
Yeah.
It's going to be. And then, of course, as Harold mentioned, second episode, It's all about that.
Yeah. And I feel like, remember the complaint I had about, like, Spider-Man was, you know, them incorporating too much of the Marvel mythos into the whole, like, just letting him be. It's kind of like, that's kind of the feeling I got from the second episode, is that why does everything have to be connected? You know? Can't we just have...
That's how the Force works.
I know, but like still. But did it have to be incorporated?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, did it have to be... Did it have to be incorporated this early?
Yeah.
In terms of like, oh, that would have been a great, you know, for the rest of the... Like, towards the ending of the first season or whatnot, maybe?
Well, but that's the thing. Think about it. Think about that show. What if at the end it was just... It just turned out to be that droid... Or I think it was a droid, right?
Yeah, IG
85. Something. Yeah. Where IG 85 is, turns out that they become buddies, and then
it was a buddy cop.
Yeah, like all of a sudden it's him and Mando. You know, like, would that have been satisfying enough to be a first episode?
If the droid was voiced by Eddie Murphy, and then Nick Nolte came in his character,
and then Hooch came in.
Well, they do own the Hooch property, so because I saw that on Disney Plus. But I mean, like, yeah. But in terms of everything else, super enjoyable. Like, we talked about, like, they talked about, what was the budget for this television
show? I know, dude. Yeah, it looks like a movie. That's amazing. For a 40, the premiere episode was only 40 minutes, and that looked like film quality, IMAX quality.
I saw it in HDR, and I was like, it's hurting my eyes from... I was like, first of all, you know that HDR blur, and I was just like, eh.
Yeah, but, well, aside from the graphics, though, I don't know, and I think our friend Mooney mentioned it in his interview, but it's not just the visual, it's actually the audio.
Mm.
Whoever I haven't checked who did the score for The Mandalorian, sound effects, music, it might as well just be another movie, you know. Yeah, that's so how good a full-on
feature.
You're saying the best part of it was The Sound of Music?
Yes. I mean, the caves were alive.
The puckered beehole.
For me, before I wrap it up, I guess one of my favorite little, I don't know what you call it, Easter egg or a little nod to it. I do like the beginning and the end of these things. I like how they kind of ripped off the Marvels, Marvel Studios, like, didn't it? Like the stringing intro. Now they have their own Star Wars thing where all the helmets get their own little visual, you know, light cues. I think that's a great, great little addition to their universe. And not to mention on the outros, when they show the credits, you're almost tempted to do the whole Netflix thing, skip the credits, but you don't want to because I guess they do storyboards. They show the storyboards.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Like, it looks so good. Like, I mean, I know the storyboards, some of the storyboards don't look exactly one-to-one.
That one where he was killing all the Jawas looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it looked pretty accurate. But I love that fact. Like, as part of me feels like hopefully at the next Comic-Con or at the next Star Wars Celebration, they sell those panels because I would love to have, like, those great-looking images on a frame or something on my desktop. So, yeah. Anything else about The Mandalorian before... okay, great. So, you know, one of the final things we did at the store, like we mentioned, the store owner Julio and Rez were kind enough, awesome enough to allow us to host an event. So we did stick around afterwards and ask our friend, we'll go ahead and call him our friend, Julio, a couple questions about how it is to be a comic book store owner. What are his secret origins and what are the kind of things that he himself geeks out over? So with that, let's go into our interview. All right, so that wraps up our first ever viewing party of The Mandalorian. Now, today's event would not have happened if it was not for the generosity of our friend, a friend of the podcast, and, you know, a great part of the neighborhood, Julio, and his store, We Can Be Heroes. So again, thank you so much for having us, dude.
No, thank you for doing it.
I know you could have said no to a bunch of weirdos who just came down.
Oh, I love weirdos. I pay extra for weirdos. You know,
that's why you like Lewis. Guys.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
That's why they don't turn the lights off when I come around the corner. Like, yikes, he's here again.
That's no true. He gets here, we turn off the lights.
So, I mean, great shop. I mean, you guys have just been open for a few weeks now.
Yeah, 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Right. So, if you don't mind, tell us a little about a bit about your shop, like the genesis of how you decided to move your shop here. How did you get into comics? That whole nine.
Oh well, I comics. How I got into it. you know, my parents wanted me to be quiet, and we were at a store when I was about probably like 8, 9, 10, somewhere around there. And they had a, it was an old bookstore in the Golden Mall in Burbank, and they would be, it was, the sign said 10 for a dollar, and you could pick any comic book you wanted. And I did, and I would pick up whatever, and I'd read it, and who knows what was in there, because this was like, I'm 46, so it could have been good stuff, stuff that I would want to sell now. But yeah, that's how I started, just the stack, and my parents would take me once a week, and then when I got older and I got my bike, I would ride to the comic book store. And back then, there was a comic book store on every corner.
Right, yeah.
And in the 90s, it was extremely, it was like every corner had a comic book store. So from there, that's where I went. And then eventually, I wanted to get into the business and write and draw, and I wasn't very good at drawing, but I enjoyed it anyway. And I went to school, and I wanted to be a writer, and I always had maybe one day I'll write a comic book, but that didn't happen. So I had to become a store owner.
Oh,
so cool. That's where I went. And this place is something I've been thinking about for a long time, and the type of store that I wanted to open was something a little bit different. I mean, it's all the same. It all looks the same, but it's the attitude that's different about this place. We want a more Cheers vibe, if you will. You know, I want people hanging out. I want people talking about, you know, comics and just hanging out. They don't have to buy anything. They can come in and have a good time, and I want them to get that vibe, you know, because eventually, you know, they'll buy something, you know, and build that camaraderie. I mean, people go to bars to drink, right, and chit-chat about, you know, whatever. I'm basically the comic book bartender. Yeah. You know, that's the way.
Sam Malone of comic
book. Yes, I am the Sam Malone. And just I want that vibe, you know, people coming by and being a true neighborhood shop. And we got good prices. We got a good selection. It's only going to get better. I mean, it's only 3 weeks in. And
yeah.
I mean, we're doing all right, you know, and we're trying to be a little different than everybody else. We're offering 20% off discounts off new books with the pull list. You know, we got 30% off trades every single day. Our grand opening is happening soon, November 30th at 6 p.m. So I hope you guys come down.
We'll
and
be
if
here
you,
for that.
Yeah, definitely. If you guys
don't mind, like we asked before, if we could bring some of our recording equipment.
Yeah. I think that we got another buddy of us is just doing some live thing also, but you guys are more than welcome to to do that.
And that's great.
And if you want to do week two of Mandalorian, that's great. I don't mind. We're here every Wednesday doing AEW, so it's all good.
With the Chatsworth area, as someone who's worked here for the past, I don't want to talk about how long I've been working here, but there isn't as many just retail places around.
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide to come here?
I worked at another comic book store nearby, and just liked the area, and I just thought it needed a good store, just a really good store, and that's what we're providing is, I think, a different type of service for the same old thing.
Yeah, the one thing I really liked about this, and this is the second time I've been here, and you know, it's been a while since it's been a minute, hot minute since I've been involved in like comic books, and every single time I go to a comic book store, you're right, there is this kind of like, the moment you go in there, they just kind of look at you going, what do you do, you know,
hurry up and buy.
Yeah,
what it's like menace to society.
Exactly. Right. And so I remember first time like Lewis brought me here, and I was like looking at you guys going, wait, you guys are watching wrestling and you haven't really looked at me, you haven't asked me if, you know, if I need to buy anything. I was like, cool, this is something that I can actually like get into.
Yeah.
So definitely like the vibe, like you're right, the vibe here I'm really loving. So I mean, I'm hoping more, you know, a lot more people experience it. This is a cool shop you have here.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're very proud of it, and it's only going to get better. I mean, this is only the first phase, 3 weeks into it, and hopefully there'll be some big changes before the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to it.
My favorite part about your shop, too, is besides the weekly pulls and everything, is obviously a lot of the great-looking swag. Is there anything here in particular that you would say is your favorite? What is your holy grail?
My holy grail? I would have to say it's those two guys right there. Those two guys over there that are on the phone and not paying attention and walking away.
I was like, which one, the Evil Dead
or the Man Mountain over there?
I'm waving at him right now. He doesn't want to come over here. my two buds right here. Like I said, it's a friendly place. I think there's a lot of cool stuff in the store, but the people that come in here and hang out are probably my favorite thing.
That's cool. That's great to know. That's great to know. Personally, I like the gauntlets, but that's great.
I like the gauntlets.
He's trying to get him. My friends are cool too, I guess.
No, you know what? If I could pick anything, I think I'd pick the Christopher Reeve Superman frame. That's awesome. On the corner. Yeah, not that actual one. That is just like a reprint of the original one I had growing up. I was like 5 years old, probably, or younger, and that was hanging in my bedroom.
Wow.
So okay. When I found it, I found that poster like 8 years ago. I was like, oh, bye.
Gotta have it.
Right? Gotta have it. That was my childhood poster. Uh-huh. And probably still the best Superman that's ever graced the silver screen.
That's sad. I'm not sad, but I mean, the legacy that he left was so strong that it made everybody else look pale in comparison.
Yeah, yeah, look definitely.
Pale in comparison, because, yeah. Well.
I know what you mean.
You need a 10, but.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because they've had at least like 5 Supermen since.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
But yeah,
I think that. The TV ones have been better than the actual movie ones. I mean, yeah. I like Brandon Routh, and I didn't care for him too much as Superman, but I'm looking really forward to him being the Kingdom Come Superman on The Crisis. Like, so I got to meet him a couple years ago, and he was very nice. And his, Ray Palmer character on Legends is awesome. Yeah, he grew on me. I liked him from there. I didn't care for him for Superman, but
I personally like the Dean Cain Superman.
Yeah. Of course, my mom does too. Oh, you guys should go out have coffee or something.
We're gonna have scones somewhere.
Have some tea. Julio, next question I have is the name "We Can Be Heroes."
Yeah.
Where did you get that from?
I'm a huge David Bowie fan, and one day a couple years ago I was driving and listening to David Bowie, and I was singing along "We Can Be Heroes," and I was like, well, wait a minute, that would be a cool name for a comic book store one day. And and then it happened. I didn't know if it was going to happen. I got the store and I was like, yeah, we can be heroes.
That's awesome.
I mean, there was another choice. We were going to go with Mad Max Comics. This is my son's name, and when I chose We Can Be Heroes, he was pissed. Yeah, my 8-year-old was like,
your son's name is Comics?
No, his name is Mad Max.
Oh, Mad Max. Just checking.
Orange Cassidy. The best.
As you can tell, while we're doing this recording, we are watching A&W.
Root beer floats. We're watching root beer floats.
We're eating Chinese food at the same time. Well, Julio, thank you very much for your generosity.
Thank you guys.
Good luck to your business here. Definitely, we're going to be promoting this as much as we can.
Yeah, definitely.
And,
thank you.
You know, this, like I said, I'm here pretty much every other week. So at least I know where I can get my swag over here.
Yeah,
you want to give the info, the company info, real quick?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, so we're in Chatsworth, California, 20936 Devonshire Street, just west of Devonshire. Just in DeSoto. Yeah, it's just right next to the McDonald's, so it's really convenient. You can go get a cheeseburger and come over here. We're open Wednesday through Sunday. Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and on Sunday, 11 to 5. But Wednesdays, we tend to stay open till 10 because we do AEW, and we'll stay open later. You know, usually we're hanging out here, man. We're doing barbecues in the back and hanging out. And
that's
different.
So good.
Right. We're different vibe with the comics. Right? I think we've been open 3 weeks, but we've had like 5 barbecues since we've been here. So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, we always do barbecue. So I'm sure this weekend we'll barbecue for the grand opening. You guys, you guys come down.
And on social media, you guys on social media?
Yeah, we are. We're in the middle of getting our website done this week, but we are on Instagram and Facebook at We Can Be Heroes Comics on both of them.
Cool.
I think that's it. Yeah, and we're there, and we answer back really quickly. Yeah, and
And I know you guys have an eBay shop too, right?
That's yes. Active. Yeah, We Can Be Heroes also. Comics is very important. Yeah. Awesome. So yeah, we got great prices, dude, and we got a lot of cool people that are helping us out. You know, a lot of people hooked us up with a lot of variants and a lot of cool stuff, and I'm telling you won't find a better place for prices. So come on down.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. All right.
Thank you.
All right. And I want Mandalorian to be on so I can binge it. That's all I got to say about that.
Give me all of it now.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that segment.
definitely you have to check out Weekend Bee Heroes in Chatsworth. That's going to be it for our episode today. As usual, you can catch us on our webpage. That's 2fanboys1casual.com. You can see all our old episodes and, of course, a lot of fun articles that you can read on our Twitter and our Instagram page. That's 2fanboys1casual. And, of course, you can always catch us on all of our streaming services. That is it for today. Hope you guys enjoyed yourself. This is 2 Fanboys in a Filthy Casual. Signing out.